It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
There is power. There is power.
The Good Old Gospel Song Radio Broadcast, a musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. You have just heard a fanfare of the song Power in the Blood. One of the awesome themes of the Bible is God's great power. There is power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power to save you, cleanse you, keep you. Years ago, some missionaries were with a tribal family in a hut. The father was possessed with a demon. As one of the missionaries prayed, the other sang from their hearts, Power in the Blood. The demon left the man. My friends, there is power in the blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the precious blood of Jesus. thank the Lord for His mighty, awesome power. Let's proclaim Him. Let's proclaim His greatness. Let's proclaim His power. I sing the mighty power of God.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at His command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with
fruit.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. Praise the Lord for His omnipotence. That means all powerful. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Here are two songs back to back. The words are the same, but the tunes are different. In fact, there are many different tunes for these marvelous words. We're going to listen to two of them, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, followed by All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
All hail the power.
And crown Him from
In fact, the Bible declares that there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In the book of Psalms, it says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. And at the name of Jesus, Philippians says, every knee shall confess that he is Lord. My friend, there is still power in the name of Jesus.
There's still power in the name of Jesus. I'm glad there's still wonder-working power in his holy name. Listen to the tearful sighs of those around you, throwing up their hands and saying life's in vain, living a life of sorrow, dreading each new tomorrow, and all along there's one close by who'll take away the pain. There's still power. There's power to give you life.
after all the prayers he's answered through the ages. I'm glad to tell you that there's still a vast supply. In fact, if everyone upon this earth would call upon his name, he'd hear them one and all. He could answer every single prayer.
Blessed be the name of Jesus. My friends, you and I were saved because of the mighty power of Christ on the cross. We need to stay anchored in these fundamental truths. Here's a great song, Anchored to the Power of the Cross.
Life's winds and waves and rising tides have left you forlorn. You say your ship can't stand another storm, and the final wave seems near. Just anchor deep to the solid rock, let the captain handle your fears.
Anchor to the power of the cross.
Not crushed or broken, perplexed, but not desperate. So all is not hopeless. I know God has not forsaken. Though cast down, we're not destroyed. For the captain stood the test of time, and he is still Lord. To the solid rock of ages, I'll hold my ground. When changing winds blow again and toss me around, well, I've set my sails and attached my soul to a source that will never fail. So stand firm and weather the storm, the cross will prevail.
Anchor to the power of the cross.
Now time for our story behind the song. The great reformer Martin Luther is the writer of this great hymn of the faith. Martin Luther was a famous fiery preacher and theologian, but he was also a musician. He loved music. he borrowed some melodies, sometimes from the popular arena, to put to his hymns, though occasionally a tune would come to him. Also, he wanted to bring back congregational singing, and he wanted to bring back worship through music. Inspired by the freedom that he had in Christ and the 46th Psalm, Luther wrote this anthem of faith, which reflects his awareness of the devil's influence and attacks against us. In the hard, difficult times, Luther would ask others to join him in quoting the 46th Psalm. And then later, as this song was written, he would ask them to sing this great song. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper mid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, or striving would be losing, were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he, Lord Sabaoth his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. The word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still, his kingdom is forever.
Our God, a bulwark never fails. a good old gospel song. Don't be ashamed to mention the name of Jesus. Just sing it loud and strong.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.